The Kopi Luwak, or civet coffee, is coffee made from the coffee cherries which have been eaten by and passed through the digestive tract of the Asian palm civet. You heard me right. The animals gorge on the ripe berries and excrete partially digested beans in their feces, which are then harvested for sale. Yes, yes, you heard me correctly. This process takes place on the islands of Sumatra, Java, Sulawesi, in the Indonesian archipelago, in the Philippines, in the country of Vietnam, and the coffee estates of South India. Let that sink in for a minute. This coffee is eaten by an animal, crapped out, then harvested. Spooky thing is, aside from the price tag, it smells just like non-poo coffee. This is the First Crack Podcast, where we drink cat poo coffee. Sam Buchanan, who you've heard on the show before, and I popped down to Coffee and Tea Limited here in the Linden Hills neighborhood of Minneapolis, and I dropped two Hamiltons so we can each have a cup of this civet coffee. Kopi Luwak is the most expensive coffee in the world, selling for up to $600 per pound. Coffee and Tea Limited was selling it for $450. As I mentioned, the 8-ounce cup was $10. The reading I was doing is from the Wikipedia entry on Kopi Luwak, KOPI_LUAK. Sam over at afangan.com also has a very nice write-up of it. I think you probably just search for Kopi Luwak on his blog and come across it. What follows is Sam and I's tasting of this coffee, of civet coffee. And I must say, it was a beautiful day outside. We were sitting outside. People were walking down up and down the sidewalk. Cars driving by. So the audio quality is, in fact, really, really crappy. Much like the coffee beans, the civet coffee beans. If you're not in the mood for that, you can just stop right now. I don't recommend listening to this in the car, or probably, you know, without headphones. I don't think anything's going to come through. But I wanted to share it with you anyway, especially, you know, for the story, to capture the place and the time and the moment in this cup of coffee. Again, if you'd rather not hear this, feel free to stop right now and hit next on your iPod shuffle and move on to the next Unlisten podcast. We'll catch you next time. All right, I warned you.
Only tasted it again.
Okay.
It's changing as I cool.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it cool? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of chocolate. The must is still there.
The must is still there. I don't think the must is going to go away. And yeah, there's a hint. It's like a Dutch chocolate. Maybe that's, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, it's a little sharper on the edges. Green.
Really?
Yeah, like foliage. Like I want to say moss, but it could just be another take on that mustiness.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to end up overwhelming. Or at least coloring almost everything.
Some animal's butt is going to be musty.
Yeah. What I remember about this coffee is it changed a lot as it aged.
Yeah.
I mean, so after you roast it, you could taste the difference within 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
You're like, this is a very different coffee than it was just a little while ago, and then again later on. So, you know, having no idea how long,
right,
you know, he's had it here, I don't see, but it's
And we're also sitting in front of an active, very old roaster that's also pumping out.
Man, yeah. Throughout the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. You know, if you could just box that up and so it didn't go everywhere. Just right here.
Yeah.
Best smell in the world, I think.
So smelling it just in the cup, I'm not... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing... really different.
No.
Than, you know,
like, no, yeah, when he offered the mm-hmm. beans to us, the same
right.
thing. It's like, oh, it smells
yeah.
like a, you know, nicely roasted bean.
Right.
Yeah, nothing weird. Nothing interesting. And, yeah, the cup is can't tell if it's the hot or if that's another flavor. Something is sticking around that seems to be sharper. I think it's one of the fullest cups I've ever had.
Absolutely. Well, it is an Indonesian, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the digestive system has stripped away some of those highlights.
Ah, that's right. That's a good point. We just have, like, the core. Right. Yeah, you're not going to taste, like, fruit petals and hints of cinnamon in this one. What did that monkey get after breakfast 20 years ago?
Can't believe they sell this stuff. It's convenient because I understand that Palm Civet leaves its scat in the same place all the time.
Oh.
So harvesting is true.
Wow. Shoot.
It's not like a skilled labor.
Probably have some other monkeys do that for you. Maybe that's burnt. I hate to say that because this guy's a legend, but...
Yes, but he does, as I say, he does a darker roast than I think we're used to seeing or tasting in the cities here. It is, I mean, it's what he's done forever.
Right.
And he does a really slow roast on this thing. So. Mm-hmm. As it's cooling now, it's mostly, there's a pungentness, and it seems to be moving more toward the front of the mouth. Tasty more on the tip of the tongue. Than...
Yeah, we're going to go back. Do you want to settle the toy store or skip the toy
store? Yeah, and I'm getting a little sourness. But I only bought the small cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good cup.
It's a good cup.
It's not one that...
I'm probably not going to buy another one. No, probably not going to buy the green and roast it myself.
No.
I don't even if it comes green. No, it probably comes a different color.
I think it's a faded green.